Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 22nd of September 2016, and this is the 443rd Mole Out Loud podcast. I've just been working in the cafe, writing in the cafe, the Lansdowne Crescent, and I'm now walking along the crescent. Do you walk along a crescent or do you walk around a crescent? I love the crescent. There's something really nice about an arc rather than a straight road. And the road I live in sort of comes up to it at right angles, so it's equidistant from either end of the crescent. And at one end there's the post office and a pizza place and a garden shop and a tire place. And at the other end there's a new little restaurant. It used to be it used to be a really lovely corner shop, but the corner shop has now moved a little bit further away, and that's where I'm heading to now, because I suddenly realised I have to prepare some food for my Qigong weekend this weekend. And Friday, as you know, is a murmurs day, and it is quite full on, so I don't want to find that I haven't got any ingredients. So I'm trying to give it a bit of thought ahead of time. It's been a really exquisite day today, and it's lovely being outside with green happening in most trees, and the grass is very lush at the moment. It won't be in summer. And the first spring flowers are already nearly over. I think we're really at the end of the daffodil period. I'm just walking past some beautiful blossom, but in most cases the wind has already blown the blossom off, and lovely new green shoots are emerging. Certainly the blossom of my nectarine tree and my apricot tree have already gone, and they're in leaf, but my apple tree hasn't blossomed yet, so we're in that funny in-between stage. I'm now crossing the road next to the school, which the school finished about half an hour ago, so it's quite quiet at the moment. It's quite often it's a bit of a zoo when I come past here. I know yesterday I was telling you that I was having a very, very sluggish day, and I was so tired that when I got to the time when I was working with my sister on Skype, I could hardly stop yawning, and so I didn't stay up very long after that. And I slept a really full long night. I slept for about 11 hours, and I was still tired actually when I got up, but today has been a better day, and I have managed to get a bit of murmuring done today, which is, it's always good to be able to get some written, some down, so that I'm not faced with a sort of blank page on a Friday morning. And it means I can do it in a slightly more leisurely way than I would otherwise. It's And it's not just that it's more leisurely. I think there's really something important about having the ideas mulching around, fermenting, if you like, overnight, because new thoughts come together in that time. Whereas if you haven't thought about it at all, I think that the one's conscious mind is too busy trying and unable to go into that lovely free gear where ideas percolate and meet each other and enjoy each other's company and come out with more and new and different ideas. So I'm happy with what's happened today, and I know that I'm still very much behind with my novel for the writing group. But I have to try and think of that not as being behind, but just that there won't be quite so much. In fact, there'll be practically nothing. There'll be a page for them to read next week, unless I have a little stint at it, perhaps on Monday. But I'm not going to make myself. I'm now walking past the oval. It's a nice little kind of section of trees, so I'm not walking just straight along the path or the road. There's a few shortcuts that are possible here. And because I can't make it up onto Knocklofty at the moment, or haven't really been able to, it's nice just to find some excuses to walk on grass and under trees. I don't think it's going to be very long before I can go up to Knocklofty again, so I'm really looking forward to it. There has been quite a sea change in the last couple of weeks with my leg, so that's really nice. It was beginning to feel as if I was going to be like that forever, and I'm not. So that is splendid, and as you can, I'm feeling so sort of unfit at the moment. You can probably hear my breathlessness. That was a very small hill I just went up, and still I'm sort of wheezy. So I need to get rid of the wheeze and back into being able to fill my lungs to capacity. Anyway, I do hope that whatever you're doing today, that it's going well for you, that you've got a bit of energy to do it. And also that you find ways of just making a little start on something so that it has time to percolate for the next time that you pick it up. I think it can be so much easier. It can be more than the sum of its parts. It can be so much easier if you've already started something to pick it up the next time. I'd like to thank you very, very, very much for listening again to me today. And I hope that you have a great day today, if you haven't started it. That you have a great tomorrow, if that's the next day for you. And that you have a lovely evening and night. Thank you again. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.